Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. Major League Baseball, the Padres open a six-game road trip in Cincinnati tonight. Andrew Cashner, who is just 2-5, the ace of the staff, has lost four in a row, will go against Mike Leake. Padres hitting an anemic 224. Padres likely to activate Carlos Quentin from the DL today. That despite the fact he hit just 3-18 on a minor league rehab assignment. Dodgers Miami tonight. Josh Beckett on the mound against a Marlins team that's 3-14 on the road. Dodgers beat the Marlins last night. Yasiel Puig crashes a three-run home run. He's got a 12-game hitting streak. Angels open an interleague series in Philadelphia tonight. Halos take on Cliff Lee, the ace of their staff. Meanwhile, the Angels lost to Toronto yesterday. Mark Burley goes to 7-1 for the Jays with a very impressive victory. Giants are rolling. They beat Atlanta last night. San Francisco's 25-14. The Subway Series, New York Mets, as low as they are in last place, hit four home runs at Yankee Stadium, upset New York. And the Cubs, who've been terrible at home plate, explode for 17 runs in their win against St. Louis last night. Hard to believe another frontline pitcher's gone down and likely needs elbow surgery. Miami Marlins in a state of shock. Jose Fernandez, the ace of their staff, MRA, may have a torn elbow ligament. Surgery likely could miss the rest of the season. Same storyline in Texas. Martin Perez, their ace, left-handed pitcher, MRI, severe inflammation in his left elbow. No determination yet whether he needs surgery. And Colorado has lost Jorge De La Rosa, one of their frontline starters, out of the rotation. He's got back problems. NFL football clubs completed the draft on Saturday. Now the process of signing undrafted free agents. Chargers bringing in 17 undrafted players. Top player on their board, DJ Adams, a pretty good running back from small college Portland State. Cowboys are taking a lot of flack for their draft, have signed 23 undrafted free agents. Chicago Bears have signed former Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback Jordan Lynch from Northern Illinois. Did not get drafted. They're going to convert him to running back or possibly safety. Lions have signed Missouri's record-setting quarterback James Franklin, who was undrafted. Jacksonville signing Miami Hurricanes quarterback Stephen Morris. Notre Dame quarterback Tommy Rees is signed with the Washington Redskins. Tampa Bay has signed record-setting Wyoming quarterback Brett Smith. And the 49ers, who had 12 draft picks, have now signed two former USC stars, Morgan Breslin, the pass rusher. They've also signed Shane Scove, linebacker from Stanford University. Former USD starting quarterback Josh Johnson's been released again. Cincinnati Bengals cut him loose yesterday. And Jacksonville released starting guard Will Rackley. And the new owner of the Cleveland Browns has gone public. Jimmy Haslam says he loves the ultra-competitive attitude of Johnny Manziel, but says Johnny Football has to understand he's going to be the backup quarterback for the Browns when the season begins. NBA basketball, the Clippers tangle with Oklahoma City tonight on the road. It's game five of their playoff series. That series is tied at two games apiece. It's now a best of three series. Two of the games, though, if it goes the full seven, will be in OKC. Miami stomped the Brooklyn Nets last night to take a 3-1 lead in their series. What a performance. LeBron James, he scores 49. And Portland is still alive. They beat San Antonio last night, though the Spurs lead that series 3-1. He's been fired again. Mike Brown, who was fired after LeBron James left the Cleveland Cavaliers and then went to the Lakers and got fired, was rehired by Cleveland and got fired again last night. It's the second time he's been axed. They owe him, though, 4 years on the deal. In year one of a rebuilding program, Brown led the Cavaliers to a 33-49 record, but they missed the playoffs and it was not good enough. Every time he opens his mouth, it gets worse. Donald Sterling tells CNN, the former Clipper owner, that Magic Johnson is not a good role model for young kids, insinuating Magic's HIV was from a sexual lifestyle. Sterling says that sends the wrong message to America. Sterling just continues to dig a bigger hole for himself. NBA has reiterated if the Board of Governors vote to force Sterling to sell the LA Clippers, everybody who is in his family who owns a piece of that franchise will have to sell too. NHL hockey, the Kings lost to the Anaheim Ducks last night at the Honda Center at the Pond. Anaheim explodes for 3 goals in the second period, and rookie goaltender John Gibson, 39 saves in that victory. Ducks lead that series 3-2 as they go back to the Staples Center. Montreal stays alive in their bitter playoff series with the Boston Bruins. Goaltender Carey Price pitches a shutout. That series is tied 3-3. Game 7 will be back in Boston. And a Game 7 tonight on the Eastern Seaboard, Pittsburgh Penguins, New York Rangers. PGA Golf, no Tiger, no Phil Mickelson, no TV ratings. The TPC tournament over the weekend plunged. Last year at a 5.7 TV share, this year 2.6. Soccer, Team USA getting ready for the World Cup has named a 32-man roster, but they've dropped veteran goal scorers Eddie Johnson and Hercules Gomez. A lot of controversy over Jürgen Klinsmann's roster. It includes three young defenders who've never played at this level. Meanwhile, English's World Cup soccer team in a stunner has dropped its veteran defender Ashley Cole. He's announced his retirement. An Indy 500 practice continues before time trials on the weekend. Ryan Hunter-Reay for the Michael Andretti team runs an unbelievable lap of 2:25 yesterday. So far in 2 days of practice, enormous speeds. Luckily, no accidents. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.